Hey guys, welcome to the Witch's Table. Today, Willissa and I will be talking about the upcoming lunar eclipse in full moon in Scorpio, along with some other details headed our way in May. So first we wanted to talk about the full moon. It's tomorrow in the sign of Scorpio. It also coincides with the lunar eclipse. So there's a lot of really heavy, deep and dark inward energy right now.
Should I just read this description?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, from online sources, the full moon eclipse in Scorpio with the sun across the circle in Taurus. This one feels very dark, which is true. We had a really dark Beltane. We dealt with our ancestors instead of jumping around a maypole. Maybe we can talk about that in a minute. It's a heavy hitter in the realm of catharsis and deep inner realization. The Taurus-Scorpio polarity deals with the balance between all that is mine, which is Taurus, and all that is yours, which is Scorpio. It also emphasizes the concept of form versus transformation. While Taurus wants matter, personal values, material goods, possessions, and security, Scorpio rules destruction of forms, shared possessions, change, and transformation. The sun in Taurus encourages happiness with the simple, tangible things in life, while Scorpio draws our attention to complexities, the intangibles, and mysteries. During this time, you want to seek balance between the two energies. The full moon is emotional, and it's a declaration. There will be a huge urge to let out pent-up feelings. And again, that can be transformative or can also bring disaster. If you've been feeling pent up, you want to be cautious as to how you let that go. Because the full moon is also a lunar eclipse and part of a set of eclipses along the same Taurus-Scorpio axis from November 2021 through October of 2023, it holds a significant amount of weight and is one of several cosmic pushes towards understanding and improving our attachments, financial state, intimacy, self-identity, and our actual purpose in life. The full moon tomorrow is at 11:34 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That moon will be in Scorpio with a clear course until 8 a.m. the next morning on Saturday.
And we're in Mountain Time.
Yes. After that, the moon moves into a void, which means you can't be doing any magic during that void period. So you have a less than 24-hour period of time to take advantage of those energies.
Especially if you have been following this series and doing all of your eclipse rituals. Tomorrow is like the culmination of everything we've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that started back in March, whether that started last fall, or even in 2021,
mm-hmm.
you're going to notice completion of these smaller cycles that we've been looking at for a few years now.
Very true. The March new moon was about setting your intentions. The new moon in April, also in Aries, we got a double dose of Aries, was about your identity. Like, who are you? It was about gathering your courage and getting ready to push forward strongly for your goals. And I'm actually feeling pretty positive and pretty engaged in forward movement. Some things are moving together. The threads are coming in my direction, and I feel really positive right now about what I have in the works for this year. And then the full moon tomorrow is about that personal catharsis that we spoke about, facing the shadow side, seeking balance between that Taurian nature and the need to transform and move forward.
Exactly. It's, I think that we're gonna see, like we said, a lot of those completed cycles when it comes to those Scorpio themes of shared
mm-hmm.
finances, intimacy,
mm-hmm.
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think the relationships and the money is gonna be the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's been very prevalent in people's readings that I've seen in the past month. A lot of tension, a lot of change, a lot of uncertainty mm-hmm. for people. You know, people generally have the same issues. We all have the same issues, regardless of where we are or how much money we have or what color our skin is. Everybody wants to know about their house, their family, their love life, and their money. I mean, there's, you know, those are the big things. But there's been this undertone of change, people changing directions, people leaving marriages, people leaving jobs, people starting new things. So a lot of upheaval has been taking place with the energy of those first two Aries mm-hmm. new moons. Like, you know, grab your sword and go hack away at some stuff that's not working. So Aries definitely cleared the way. And now Scorpio is like, okay, so this is a big old giant mess. What's that look like? What do these pieces look like? What do I want to keep? Is there something I shouldn't have hacked away out that I want to put back together? Is there stuff that I need to now be complete with? I think it's a huge opportunity to kind of go into this place of dissection and really look deeply at who you are and what you want and what you're about and what your purpose is.
It's good to get ahead of it too. Mm-hmm. Like you have this opportunity to reflect on different things that mm-hmm. may need that change. So take it. Don't let it take you by surprise.
Very much so. I mean, that's part of what it is. That's part of the art of being a witch. Regardless of your foundational belief system in your witchcraft, part of what it is to be a witch is to be connected, to be on top of what is happening. You know, if you're following astrology, that's a skill. If you go outside and stand in the moonlight and you listen to the elemental energies, and they inform you as to what's coming, what you need to pay attention to, that's a skill. You know, if you're a person who reads the omens and you have understanding of what it means if the squirrel runs in front of you or the blue heron flies across your path or you run into a turtle stuck on a lamppost next to a road, all of these things are omens. They're all the ways of the witch. You stir your soup and the soup looks a particular way. That's what it is to be a witch, and it's to be pre-informed so that we can be ready.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very wise. And I think that is really the common thread that we all share is the divinatory and the ability to see something that others can't. That's part of our role and responsibility as well.
Very much so. Yeah, because, you know, depending on whether you're still in the closet or out of the closet, people may come to you and they want answers. They want to know, what do you feel about this? I heard this thing yesterday and I didn't quite feel right about it. What do you think about that? You know, so if you have the ability to inform those people around you and the people that you care about, then you move together powerfully. Forward powerfully rather than just by yourself. It's one thing to be able to make a difference in your own life, but when you can spread that around, it's better for everyone. But you've got to be paying attention, doing the work, asking the questions, opening, listening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as far as like rituals or different activities people should do to finish out this cycle, what are your thoughts on that?
I think, I feel like some fire rites, some burning away of those last vestiges, taking a look at what's been destroyed by Aries in the past 2 months, and finishing whatever needs to be destroyed, burn it away, and then some deep contemplation, you know, some cave level contemplation of what is left. And who you really are, and what does your soul really want at this point in time, so you can emerge from the cave on Sunday with a clear understanding of yourself and how you're moving forward. So I feel like this is not a jumping around the cauldron kind of a moon. It's a very deep and contemplative kind of moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And then we wanted to touch a little bit on our cards that we pulled for this quarter. So we just got done with April. The card that we had pulled was the Nine of Pentacles. So we were working a lot with skill.
Mm-hmm.
Using resources.
Mm-hmm.
And distributing those in a skillful or strategic way.
Yeah.
Going into May, we have the, King of Cups reversed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we wanted to
get a little clarity on that. That card kind of scares me. Because the cards, remember, we read those not just for ourselves. We kind of read that for United States. So, like, what's the overall thing? Like, what's happening in our world here in this little patch of the earth? So Grace has pulled out some cards to get some clarity on what that upside down king is trying to tell us. Are you reading these towards you?
Yes.
Okay, so we have
The
Eight of Wands reversed. That's a weird card. Sometimes it's actually a good thing, sometimes not so much. Disputes, stagnation. Domestic quarrels. Well, there's a lot of that going on. I mean, just watch the news for half an hour if you can even stand it. I like that middle card, though.
We have the Two of Wands upright.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking in. He's got, like, a little globe in his hand.
That's the whole world.
He's looking out over this really peaceful valley.
That's leadership. And that's good leadership. It's astute leadership. It is access to power and wealth and status. Is this the same individual as the reversed king? It is. So how can it be both? I like it even less. Okay, I just asked it a question. You ask it a question before I open my mouth.
With my pendulum?
Who is it?
No earthly idea. Who could be both? Who could be both? Is it? I don't want to hear that. I'm not ready for that right now. Tell me what I want to hear, cards.
I think it's our president.
Or former.
No.
No?
I don't think this is Trumpmeister. No, this is not Trumpmeister. This is Biden. Because this is who he is now. I mean, he's our leader. You know, he's the wise man, the person in power, the person with wealth, the person who is supposed to be standing there doing the whole overview thing, purveying the kingdom, you know, understanding what all is going on. But sometime in May, there's going to be an upside-down thing happen. And I'm not going to ask any more questions about that. I'm just not.
Our last card was Page of Cups in reverse, too. So I think it's interesting.
False friendships. Possibly divorce and separation. But if we're talking about the whole country, you know, certainly it's not about divorce.
Right.
But separation.
More about separation.
Yeah. And definitely, there's a whole bunch of that going on. Crossed desires, yeah. So much fighting right now. The whole ridiculous stuff with the budget, oh, for God's sakes. I mean, they're trying to cut out a whole bunch of programs in order to say that that's what they need to pass the budget, when really, the budget is never on budget. It's just a matter of you sign the thing and you say, okay, great, let's go spend that money because these people need it and that thing needs it and that thing over there needs to be fixed.
They're just trying to be stingy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but that's part of the crossed desires.
Yeah.
You know, part of the conflict that's going on. Okay. Well, that's exciting. I'll say hang on to your shirt tails, folks.
And Page of Cups in reverse, too, so it's, like, touching back on the King of Cups in reverse. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feels like a lot of emotions.
Right.
Being put out there, not always for the best.
I think for doing our personal work with this full moon, put yourself in that place of power, that place of certainty, that place of knowing what you're about, that will help you to weather whatever this storm is that's coming. That's what I say.
Yep. Definitely.
Do your magic and also do your mundane. Go stock your pantry. Don't buy the new whatever the thing is that you're thinking about buying. Just don't.
Yep.
Yep.
That's another thing too. The constant capitalist push to buy more, mm-hmm. consume more. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it would be really wise if we all just took a step back for a minute and focused mm-hmm. more on actually creating with what we already have and focusing on that for a little bit. Because I think that constant, like, we're consuming, mm-hmm. is, like, adding mm-hmm. to this overall heavy energy.
Yeah.
And, like, collectively, I'm feeling, like, stagnant.
It's desire. It's the desire to have more, to be more, to do more, but it's a false desire. It's being fed by a place of fear and lack. It's a band-aid. So, you know, if you're going to go buy something, invest some money in something, have it be something that moves your life forward, double check yourself. Make sure that item is not a band-aid. It's not something that's helping you to feel good in the face of the environment around us.
Yeah. Exactly. And something that maybe doesn't just only benefit you.
Mm-hmm. This morning I spent some time early in the morning. I got out and crawled around on my hands and knees in my backyard and pulled a bunch of weeds for like 45 minutes. And actually it was really, really nice. I generally don't get out into the garden until 9 or 10 because I like to do my stuff inside the house. But it was great. It was cool. There wasn't much activity in the neighborhood. The birds were just crazy with song. And the weeding was like, it was very cathartic. It was really like picking out these things that don't belong here in this space. And I collect the weeds, I put them in a bucket, and I make compost tea out of them. So they don't even go in the garbage. They actually go back into the garden, but they go into the garden in a transmuted form, in the form of something that actually feeds the plants that I want. And then when you're done weeding, you turn around and you look and you go, oh, it's so awesome, because that spot is like void. It's right. Clear. There's no obstacles in that little spot that I just fixed.
And that's where we are collectively in the year cycle, too.
Right.
We're still weeding.
Exactly. And I really, really felt that while I was there on my hands and knees in the garden doing that this morning.
Were you getting any messages from the earth while you're doing this? I know she's been rough lately.
No. But then I wasn't tuned in that way. I was really focused on those little bratty weeds. But the birds, very much about the birds. The birds are so active right now, and they were very busy. And it was interesting because they were really busy all around me and very close to me. Like, they didn't care that I was there. They didn't see me as an obstacle or something to be afraid of. They had things to do when they were doing it. You know, it
was are they normally not like that over there?
Generally when I come out into the garden, it's like walking through a bee line. There's a break in the activity, you know, mm-hmm. because they see, oh, human, and they just kind of like fly around you or whatever. But it was almost like I was invisible mm-hmm. this morning. It was very interesting now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bee like a bird. Busy.
Yeah.
Get your stuff done.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're like singing, they're having a good time, they're like over there on the fence post humping. I mean, you know, it was just like
all the good stuff. They're celebrating Belle
too. right. All the good stuff going on with those birds.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the winged creatures are the first messengers of things, and they have all the air energy and how information is first received. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of wands coming up today. The air energy. And I think that's kind of like the little glimmer of hope while this energy is so heavy right now. Like just holding out. Just listen to the birds. The small things. And sometimes singing a song while you go through it is, it helps.
That's for everyone.
So we pulled a card. What's this deck called again?
This is the Lynn Andrews Power Deck, which is a shamanistic flavor kind of a card. I love this deck.
So she pulled the Wisdom card, and it says, if you are always addicted to the process of becoming, there are storms on your horizon. This is because if suddenly there is nothing left to become, you are filled with terror. Suddenly you are face to face with your own empty being. Find the sacred space, a sanctuary of pleasant stillness in your heart. To know that you are truly alone is the first step on the long journey to the self-discovery on the path to power. The final step is to learn that you are linked with the universe, that you have already become part of everything and already live in all the lodges of the universe. This is wisdom. I get that. Mm-hmm. It's like you're everything, but also nothing at the mm-hmm. same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally get that. Actually, the card I pulled for myself today, I pulled a card. I was like, what is my energies? And the second one is like, what am I completing? Like, what am I putting an end to today? I pulled the World, and then I was reading it, and I was like, what does that mean? That's like very, that's really deep.
You pulled what?
The World.
Oh, the World. From what deck?
I pulled this from the Star Tarot. Oh. And what it says is the World card symbolizes completion and a new beginning of a magnificent journey through the 22 major arcana. And I'm like, oh shit, this is the completion card. Like, mm-hmm. it's the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. it's not one thing. Like, it's, you're integrating.
Yeah.
Everything you've learned. Yeah. And that, like, you're moving into the new chapter. I don't think there's one thing that's completed. Mm-hmm. I've been working on it. And this yeah. is, like, the end
yeah.
of working on that phase of life.
Well, that really talks about the culmination of this three eclipse cycle.
Yeah.
Happening. The culmination of some other personal things going on with you and also with me. Yeah, that card is very impactful.
Yeah, and it says, with the World, you are dancing the dance of freedom and liberation, knowing and trusting who you are. Mm-hmm. The dark and the light within you is fully integrated. When you experience this, you feel deep love that fills your being and stretches out to the world around you. You feel at one with everything. You'll understand this synthesis of the collective and your responsibility as a world citizen. It represents freedom and all the potential it has to offer. It brings manifestation of the most wondrous and unimaginable. It represents achievement and success in all areas of one's life. With this, your mind and heart are in unison, engaging in life fully, actively experiencing different worlds and thoughts. With the World, the miracles of life are unveiled, and you've been given a magical gift to explore and create something new. You realize life is a never-ending journey, and it is your job to live it as fully as you can, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, with passion and responsibility. There's a feeling of being one with all, with a deep sense of unity, going beyond any love you have ever known. One transcends. And that's exactly what that card just said.
Yeah.
I love it. You never become, like, you like, there's no end to the journey.
No, you're always becoming.
Even death is not an end to the journey.
Right, right. You're always becoming.
Exactly.
And your soul is always becoming.
It is.
You know,
you're always
from one lifetime to the next lifetime.
Expanding, but at the same time you're expanding, you're also shedding.
Yes, because
you're getting
these,
closer and closer to who you truly are.
There's these pivotal moments. You know, you might think of them like climbing a mountain range. Like if you were going to climb all the mountains in the Rocky Mountains between Colorado and Utah, there's like this whole massive mountain range. If you start on one end and you go up the little hill, okay, that's your first moment,
mm-hmm.
your first point of change. And then you go down the hill and you start working up the next hill. And there's moments of change, moments of release, moments of creation, moments of realization, but it's over and over and over again as you continue to become.
And none of those mountains are the same.
Correct.
Each one is its complete own journey in the midst of the longer journey of going through all the mountains.
Right.
And so maybe if you aren't aware of that, it can be really daunting when you're looking ahead at the path, but you know going into it, that's what you're doing. It's liberating.
Yes, and you might feel like, oh my God, I have to do all this right now. It's the Scorpio full moon. Ah! No, you know, because it's about becoming. You don't have to do all of this right now. It's actually not possible. So you figure out what it is that needs to be released and what it is that you're going to now focus on for this next hill / mountain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So with that being said, I think that's really all we wanted to go into today.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it.
It's more contemplative energy right now.
Happy full moon in Scorpio.
Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, our information for contact will be in the episode description. You're free to email either of us with any questions you may have, any concerns, anything you'd maybe want to hear next from us at the Witch's Table.
Yeah.
We're open to feedback. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one. Happy full moon. Bye.